We all know to a greater or lesser degree what it means to be mortified. It's defined as made to feel uncomfortable because of shame or wounded pride. So who would choose to become so intentionally? Apparently a whole lot of us, given the success of the stage, screen, and podcast of Mortified. There are books, too. It's a multi-platform entertainment project, sometimes charitably identified as awkward. A few minutes ago, I chatted with the guy behind Mortified, its creator, Dave Nadelberg. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
How in the world did all this get started? It seems a strange idea at the outset.
It is a very odd idea. I grew up in Michigan, and I had a massive crush on one of my classmates in high school, and I wrote her a love letter. But like a lot of teenage boys, I was terribly just too chicken to give her that love letter. And then I found it years later in my 20s, and I thought this love letter was ridiculous. And I thought it would be fun to share it. And I invited a whole bunch of other people to share their childhood writings as well.
What did you say in that letter?
Well, part of that will be heard tonight at the Contemporary Art Museum. Basically, I tried very hard to impress her. And it begins with me saying, "Hello, Leslie. How is your day today? Mine's quite well, I must admit. I do hope that yours is a good one, because what you're about to read may or may not add an extra color to the rainbow at day's end." And this is a letter that a very flowery, pretentious letter that I intended to give to a stranger. Thankfully, I did not.
And I'm gathering nothing came of that relationship, because she never got the letter, did she?
Well, a very powerful thing came of that relationship, in the sense that I wrote it and eventually shared it, just not with her. Which is that it created this stage show called Mortified, which really changed my life. And, and from that, now we do stage shows and books and occasionally radio specials and podcasts and yeah.
You're all over the place with
it. It's a very strange path I'm on, yeah.
Why do you think this is successful? As I indicated early on, most people, if they're mortified about something, really want to keep it a deep, dark secret.
Well, and for those people, like, no one's forcing – this is not a voyeuristic thing where we're prying into somebody's privacy. This is all voluntary. For us – for me, I'm really interested in the topic of shame and our relationship to that word. And I think it's really healthy to sort of own it, own things that we're embarrassed by. I think traditionally in our culture we – sort of suppress that, or we scorn people. We point fingers when we spot shame. And I think it's great to sort of own something and go, yeah, this is how I screwed up, or this is how I was an idiot, or this is how I was imperfect, and to be okay with that. And I feel like there's a lot of community that can come from that. Well, I know there's a lot of community that come from that.
But you're not dealing primarily with young people. You're dealing with what young people have said or done when they were young.
That's correct. So Mortified is a project where adults are reading aloud, and specifically adults, reading aloud the most embarrassing things that they wrote when they were kids, whether it's a love letter, a diary, a poem. Sometimes people are sharing home movies that they created as kids.
How has the reaction been? I mean, how have people responded to having released this cathartic kind of thing?
That's the word, cathartic. Yeah. That's how they respond. I think there's a kick you get out of sharing, out of performing. I mean, there's something you get out of teaching or public speaking or kind of performing of any kind. But with this, you're getting a group of people in a room laughing sort of at you, but also with you. And it's very different from what stand-up is. And it's a much more nurturing and sort of fulfilling kind of thing, and just on a very different level.
It would seem to me that there's a double edge to the mortification, because you are kind of performing your shame. Most people don't like to get in front of an audience for any reason, but here you are.
Yes, this is literally everybody's worst nightmare.
Exactly.
This is like standing in front of the classroom just wearing your boxer shorts. It's that dream. Nightmare.
How difficult do people tell you that it is then to do just that?
For some people, it's terrifying. In fact, we have a lot of stand-ups in our show, and I find that the stand-up comedians are the ones who are most terrified to read and mortified, because they're used to sort of being in control of the jokes and getting the jokes in. And mortified, people are reading aloud childhood writings sort of as they are. We've edited them, of course, but so that you're not, you know, on stage for 10 hours. But you know, that can be very terrifying to a lot of people, that this is really who I am.
Who is more likely to get up and do this? Is it going to be a man, a woman?
Mortified's demographic tends to be women between in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. It's popular with men, both straight and gay, but definitely for whatever reason, I think because diaries seem to be a popular thing in our show, and that does seem to be it leans female for whatever reason.
It doesn't tell you anything more than just that about why women are more likely to do it?
Well, I mean, women, I guess, culturally are, you know, tend to be maybe more in touch with their emotions. And so perhaps that you could go off of those cultural stereotypes. But, you know, I can think about it all day long, but ultimately to me, it's a great mystery, and what I love in the show is we even have an episode of the Mortified podcast where, you know, we have a straight guy who's a jock. He's like a football player from Ohio, from Youngstown, and he kept a diary. You know, the guy who basically beat up all the other performers in our show, as you know, ostensibly. You'd imagine, was actually just as insecure and neurotic and weird and wonderful as the rest of us. And that's kind of the power of what I like to do in Mortified. And we'll be talking about that a little bit tonight at CAM.
You know, that's to me is just as mortifying as anything else would have a young stud get up there and read from a diary. Not many guys keep diaries, obviously. Or do they?
Actually, a lot of men do keep diaries.
Really?
But I have found men tend to keep like I was sort of a diary guy, but I was way more of a poetry guy. Like I wrote a lot of terrible, pretentious poetry, and it's like song lyrics. And I find that men do that, or they write comic books or something like that.
Is there a wacky story or two that you could share with us, giving some indication of just how mortified people can be?
That's safe for radio.
It's got to be safe for
exactly.
NPR.
Well, you know, so tonight we're doing this event at the it's not going to be a Mortified show per se, but it'll be me in conversation at the Contemporary Arts Museum of St. Louis. And I'm going to be showing something that's never been seen before, which is an upcoming TV project that we're doing. So no one's ever seen this in public. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit, but also going to be screening some of this. And for anyone who's seen our movie Mortified Nation, it's sort of a sequel to that. And there will be some pieces in there that are just absolutely ridiculous, some of which I cannot share on the radio. Mm-hmm. But one of which is a woman who, when she first learned about sex, I think her mom told her what the birds and the bees were, and she was like seven. And she like freaked out about the idea, and she went into her bedroom and she just started drawing. I guess she just started drawing relationships and sex and like she just like stick figures of like people doing it. And, but with very inaccurate anatomy, cause she was only like seven.
7 years old.
Yeah. So it's a 7-year-old's version of what adult relationships are.
Who is your audience typically?
Adults tend to be our audience because it's about looking back. But one of the fun things about Mortified is it's through our podcast and also with our book series, and we have a book coming out in a month. We've actually started getting a lot of teenage fans, and even though our show is about making fun of teenagers and our show is very R-rated, it's fun seeing a lot of teenagers say, you know, this makes me feel not so alone. And my fear is, of course, that they're going to feel like we're making fun of them, which we are on some level. But we're also celebrating them and celebrating the voice of these teenagers who, no matter what generation they're from, you know, I think every kid just wants to be heard. And so one of the things that I like about this project is that through Mortified, at some point, maybe it's decades later, that kid finally gets heard.
You know, before we went on the air, you were approached by a young woman on our staff here who said that your podcast got her through a very dangerous drive through the Rocky Mountains. You get a lot of that, I suspect.
We get a lot of people saying that, yeah, the laughter that the Mortified podcast brings them has really helped. But it's or that you know, it's meant something to them because it's not just a comedy project. It has like a very sweet side to it. But yeah, and that's really. I can't say that I'm doing Mortified for the money. I wish I could say that, but I can't because, you know, this is art, and so that really becomes like the greatest reward is hearing from people like that.
What sort of constraints do you have, or do you have any, on the presentations?
Well, everything's got to be real. Mm-hmm. So in Mortified, we kind of approach it like journalists, like. We want, and like documentarians, like we want the things that you're sharing on stage to be 100% real. We'll change things like names because we want the, you know, we'll change certain things for like privacy sake. But we won't do any of that for comedy sake or for story sake necessarily.
Did this whole project take off as successful right from the get-go? Or was it something that evolved, a word-of-mouth kind of thing that people began to catch on to what you were up to?
Both. Yeah, I mean, so Mortified began 15 years ago in Los Angeles. I was a TV writer at the time, and then a lot of my projects kind of died. And sort of in this moment of what I thought was failure, I said, what if I rent a stage and just put up my love letter and have invite a few other people to read something that they wrote when they were teenagers? And then people were like, well, when's the next one? Like it was immediately like a thing. And I was like, what next one? You know, mm-hmm. This is just supposed to be a one night lark. But it's been 15 years of my life. I've realized I've spent more of the majority of my adulthood has been spent in other people's childhoods.
Mm-hmm. And yet you've expanded greatly during those 15 years. It's more than just a stage presentation, obviously, as I indicated.
Yeah.
I mean, books and podcasts and whatever. You're touching all the bases, it seems, in the media world.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm interested in sort of like the concept of brands and branding. But it's really because there's an idea behind all of this, which is that I think if you connect to some part of your past, especially some awkward and fragile part of our past that we're traditionally taught to ignore or stifle or whatever, that there's a real power. And so our new book, which comes out in a month, is called My Mortified Life. And it's actually our first ever diary. It's filled with lots of funny and provocative questions that encourage people to reflect on their past. And so even if you were someone who didn't have a teenage diary, like this is the you know, the book for you. So, and people can find that out on our website.
Yeah. You're performing tonight, as you have indicated,
yeah.
At the Contemporary Art Museum. A little bit more about this particular show. It's different. In a museum, the setting in and of itself seems a little unusual to me.
It is. And that's one of the things I really like about CAM. Like, I think they, you know, my experience with museums in the past is that they're a little, you know, stuffy and stuff. And clearly this museum is not. And I think that's pretty fun. So what I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm going to be sort of it's going to be in three stages. I'm gonna talk a little bit about Mortified and the history of the project. I'm also going to be showing, like I said, exclusive footage that's never been seen by anyone in the public from our upcoming TV project. And then the third thing, we're actually going to involve the members of the local community by having a bit of a miniature version of Mortified will be at the end. We're going to have a small local Mortified slam where some locals are going to be reading some of their most mortifying childhood writings.
Final question. What's ahead? Are there any mountains yet to climb?
Well, we're working on a whole bunch of new Mortified projects, including a game. But this book, My Mortified Life, is the thing I'm most excited about, and as well as their, our podcast, and early next year when this TV project comes out. Tonight, what people are going to see is a little bit of a work in progress.
Well, folks are looking forward to it, I'm sure. It sounds most interesting indeed. Certainly different, no question about
it. Yeah, and perhaps
that.
If we come back, I'll get to hear your childhood writings at some point.
I'm not sure I can remember back that far. It may be a real challenge. But hope you do come back. And when the book is out, maybe we'll have a chance to see it.
Cool. Thank you so much, Tom.
Once again, a reminder that the Contemporary Art Museum presents An Awkward Evening with Mortified creator Dave Nadelberg tonight at 7 o'clock at the Contemporary Art Museum in St. Louis on Washington.